The next patient is Mr. Willie James Dunbar. The last name is Delta Uniform November Beta Alpha Roger Dunbar, D-U-M-B-R, Willie. Clinical case of an 85-year-old. There is African-American, 85-year-old African-American male that is here for follow-up after the hospital admission period. The patient went to the hospital with chest discomfort and shortness of breath. He's a CKD state 3B. He was taken to the cardiac lab and stenting times one was done. There was not improvement on the shortness of breath, and since he is a COPDer, the patient was given a steroid vasodilators, and the patient got better. However, the CKD3A kidney function has deteriorated. When they're released from the hospital on April the 2nd of the 2024, the patient had a serum creatinine that went up from 2.4 on March the 21st, and the laboratory workup shows that the creatinine went up to 3.1. 8 mLs, milligrams per deciliter. This patient has developed contrast nephropathy with deterioration of the kidney function and continue with the shortness of breath. The serum electrolytes, sodium 143, potassium 4.0, the chloride 104, and the CO2 23. We are going to repeat the laboratory workup, but the patient continues to have problems with the shortness of breath. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with severe decompensation from type to time. He used to be a heavy smoker, quit a long time ago, but this pulmonary function has deteriorated. And I think that the patient, despite the fact that he has failed the saturation of oxygen after 6 minute walk, gets benefit from the administration of steroids. This might be steroid-dependent chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Prednisone 5 milligrams POBID have been called to the pharmacy in Avon Park. Avon Park, A-V-O-N, Park, P-A-R-K. Following number, anemia. The anemia is associated to chronic kidney disease and iron deficiency and is being treated with iron at the present time. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus, when released from the hospital, The blood sugar was under fair control. The hemoglobin A1C on April the 2nd of 2024, 7.2. Following number, the patient is with the hyperlipidemia on the statins. The cholesterol was 134. The triglycerides 139, the LDL 59, the HDL cholesterol 47. This patient has been taken atorvastatin. Following number gout, we are going to check the uric acid. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. This patient is also with a history of hyperkalemia when he was in the hospital currently. The potassium is 4. The patient has all the information regarding a low potassium diet. We are going to see him with laboratory workup in 4 weeks. I advocated the blood sugar control and blood sugar determination every single day at home, and the wife is supposed to communicate with us, not only the blood sugar, but his pulmonary status. We have to see the trend of the kidney function as well.